This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The budget session of Parliament will begin today with President Draupadi Murmu addressing a joint sitting of both the houses this morning. Following the President's address, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the economic survey during a brief session of both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. Our correspondent reports that the presentation of the economic survey marks the official start of the budget session in Parliament. The Judicial Commission set up by the Uttar Pradesh government to find the reasons behind the Mahakumbh incident will visit Sangam Ghat, Prayagraj today. The commission will investigate the cause and circumstances of the incident and submit its report within 1 month. They will also recommend measures to prevent such incidents in the future. The three-member commission is headed by retired Allahabad High Court Judge Harsh Kumar. As Delhi gears up for its 2025 assembly elections set to take place on February 5th, the national capital is abuzz with massive campaign slogans, door-to-door canvassing and promises of change from all major political parties. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a rally in Dwarka ahead this afternoon. Other senior party leaders, including Union Minister Nitin Gadkari and Uttarakhand CM Pushkar Singh Dhami, will also be holding public meetings at different constituencies. Meanwhile, AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal accused the Congress party of working with the BJP to ensure his party's defeat in the assembly polls. Addressing the media last evening, he urged Congress workers not to vote for the Congress party, claiming that they are collaborating with the BJP. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast dense to very dense fog conditions during night and early morning hours in Gangetic West Bengal today and in isolated pockets of Uttar Pradesh, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till tomorrow. Further, the IMD predicted a gradual rise in minimum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northwest, east, central and west India during the next 3 days. United States President Donald Trump has confirmed that there are no survivors in the mid-air collision between an American Airlines regional jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter in Washington, D.C. Addressing a press briefing on the aviation disaster last night, Mr. Trump said that the administration will find out how the disaster occurred and ensure that nothing like this ever happens again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed grief over the tragic mid-air collision. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed heartfelt condolences to the families of the victims. The Prime Minister also expressed solidarity with the people of the United States. In a major development, Israel has released 110 Palestinian prisoners as part of the next phase in the ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. The process was initially delayed after crowds surged at one of the hostage handover points. However, the release was celebrated largely in Gaza and West Bank. Earlier, 8 hostages, including 3 Israelis and 5 Thai nationals in Gaza, were released after 15 months in captivity. In a social media post, the Israeli Defense Forces welcomed the return of hostages and said it remains committed to bringing back all remaining hostages that are still held in Gaza. In the ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup, India will take on England in the semi-final match at the Bayumas Oval in Kuala Lumpur this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 12 p.m. IST. Nikki Prasad, led Indian side, has been dominant in all the departments, with batters and bowlers contributing equally. England, on the other hand, has been inconsistent with 2 wins and 2 losses in the Super 6 phase. In the Hockey India League HIL, Srachi Rad Bengal Tigers will face Tamil Nadu Dragons at 6 p.m, while JSW Surma Hockey Club will take on Hyderabad Tufans at 8:15 p.m. in the semi-finals today. Both the matches will be played at the Birsa Munda International Hockey Stadium in Rourkela, Odisha. And that is the end of this news bulletin.